You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 8, Christianity and the Existence of Jesus. Today's challenge, what evidence do we have that Jesus existed? Today's defense, apart from the references to Jesus in early Christian and non-Christian literature, the appearance and rapid spread of Christianity provides powerful evidence for the existence of Jesus. Josephus indicates Jesus was a Jew in first century Palestine, thus Jesus's brother was executed in AD 62, see Antiquities of the Jews 29:1. Tacitus says that Jesus was executed during the rule of Tiberius by the procurator Pontius Pilate, Annals 15:44. Pilate's tenure was from AD 26 to 36. Writing around AD 110, Pliny the Younger notes he interviewed people in his province of Bithynia in modern Turkey who had been Christians 20 years earlier, around AD 90. The movement had made such an impact on his territory that the sellers of animals for pagan sacrifices had suffered an economic downturn and pagan temples were almost deserted. Letters 96. Tacitus and Suetonius speak of Christians in Rome during the reign of Nero, AD 54 to 68. See Annals 15:44, Lives of the Caesars, Nero 16. And Suetonius appears to refer to them being there under Claudius, AD 41 to 54. See Lives of the Caesars, Claudius 25. Other 1st and 2nd century sources show that the movement was in Syrian Antioch, Ephesus, Corinth, Thessalonica, Philippi, and many other locations. All sources agree that Christianity was a new movement beginning in the first half of the 1st century. Christian sources even admit that it didn't begin until the 15th year of Tiberius, or AD 29. See Luke 3:1. This means that Christianity spread extremely quickly, and it did so in an age without telecommunications, without the printing press, and when travel was difficult and dangerous. The only way for a movement to spread that quickly under those conditions is if it was both organized and driven by a powerful missionary impulse. Early Christian writings reveal quite a bit about how the movement was organized. Its initial leaders were known as apostles, which in Greek means sent ones. So, who did the sending? The sources we have are unanimous. Jesus of Nazareth. The apostles were sent by him. In view of the rapid spread of Christianity, there's no reason to doubt this. Movements have founders, and they preserve the memory of their founder. The appearance and growth of Christianity thus points to the existence of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.